This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hello, feline friends. Welcome to Catitude. I'm your show host, Michelle Fern. All right, who likes to laugh? Well, I do, and if you have cats, you should like to laugh, because my next guest is a creator of something very fun, a little comedy for all of us, and he has some great knowledge about cats and humor, so I'm excited to introduce you to him. We'll be right back.
You know the expression, cats have nine lives. Well, what if you can give them one more? The Give Them 10 movement is on a mission to help give cats an extra life. How? With spay and neuter. Spaying or neutering your cat helps them live a longer, healthier life. And it helps control free-roaming cat populations too. Learn more about the benefits of spay and neuter and meet Scooter, the neutered cat, at givethem10.org. That's givethem10.org.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'd like to welcome Tim Carthon. He is a keynote speaker, and he's also the creator of hashtag 9Cats2Lives. Welcome, Tim.
Hi. Thanks, Lucille. I appreciate it.
I'm excited to have you on the show. So, I know you do keynote speaking. Another part of your life is you are the creator of this 9Cats2Lives funny, humorous little show that you have online. Now, you had it and then you brought it back. So we'll talk about that a little later. Can you first share your background with us?
Well, as you've already told them, I'm a keynote speaker, but I'm also a business infrastructure specialist, an author, and a creator. So I help people literally frame their businesses who do startups, because most people, they have great ideas, but they don't know how to put them into actual action. So I do that as well. And I've been in business for the past 25 years. I've started over 30 businesses. I edit documents, over 200,000 documents. I think I've done contracts, articles, resumes, LinkedIn, all of that stuff. I've also written 12 books, and I published 6 of them. And 5 of those books that I published actually have to do with this 9Cats2Lives brand. So that's a little bit about little old me.
Okay, well, that's exciting.
Yeah.
So tell us, how did you, so your 5 books that are about 9Cats2Lives. So we weren't doing anything about the book, so I don't know a lot about your books, but tell us, what is 9Cats2Lives?
Okay, well, here's the thing, because this is an interesting story. Now, I don't know how people are when it comes to their accounts on YouTube, Facebook, all these different social media accounts. But one thing about these businesses is they like to have content that people really like to see and that they consider advertiser friendly. Well, I have several things. My friends call me a business Swiss Army knife because I've mastered so many realms. But I had different things, politics channels, relationship channels, all this type of stuff. And what happened was I wasn't getting the movement that I wanted to get with these things because YouTube is, you know, they're more adversarial towards those type of topics. So I decided I'm going to come up with something else. And the story of how I came up with it is actually fantastic.
Okay, so let's hear that story, because I asked you before we started, but let me ask you so our listeners know, you don't really have 9 cats.
No, I don't have 9 cats. I had one and I named it after... I named it after the daughter that I never had, Jasmine. I think it's a beautiful name. And but when me and my ex split, you know, she took the kids, as they say, which is the cat. So I don't have one now, but I actually love cats.
So you need one. And you know that they say, you know, you need two.
All right.
So there you go.
Yeah.
All right. Tell us the story of how it came about.
Well, because of that whole thing I just told you with YouTube and all, I said, well, I have to come up with a brand, some type of thing that I can do on these social media platforms where they will give the advertisement to me. They won't be looking over their shoulder at me. It'll be just be something non-controversial. So I came up with something I call my brand of worlds. And I actually, every one of these brands end with the word world. So I came up with something called A Peaceful Dream World, where I help people sleep with these videos. But it took so long because they were like 10 hours. So I said, okay, came up with something called A Beautiful Travel World. People love travel videos, but those videos weren't getting the traction that I wanted them to get as far as subscribers. Then I came up with something called A Healthy Food World, teaching people how to be healthy. That's a site I have as well. But when it came to another one, I said, man, I got this great brand of worlds. It's like, but I like cats. It's like, hey, why don't I do something with cats? And then the Cute and Crazy Cat World was born. I always like to try to do things that are creative inside of a genre, not just do the thing that everybody else does. So I created that. And I actually, this time, I made sure I wrote down all the stuff that came with the creation of it, because when you document it in history, it's easy to make the movie about it later.
Yes, yes. So the Nine Cats, Two Lives came about to help kind of facilitate your other businesses. But how is that kind of enamored you about cats? And did you think cats were that, I guess, adored by the internet? Did you?
Yeah, because the thing about, I've noticed this, like people love humans. Humans are awesome. You know, of course you have some outliers, but humans are generally awesome. And humans just love animals. I like cats, but I'm not Steve Irwin. You know, I'm not the guy who you'll see when an alligator or something, but people like animals. So when I came up with that,
we call them fur babies.
Yeah, they call them fur babies, right. So when people think about animals, they think about, okay, I like turtles, or I like fish, or I like this whatever type of animal. And one thing about cats is that they're kind of loved by a lot of individual, you know, humans. They're probably seen more in homes and all than anything probably except dogs. So I was like, hey, it's like, I like cats. So why don't I make a series about them? Because they are kind of hilarious.
They are. And I don't know the exact number anymore because it changes all the time. But in the shows I've had and all that, there's actually more dog pet parents, but the total number of cats is larger.
Right.
Because most people, they might have one dog, two dogs, but cats, it's rare that there's one. There's usually two or three. I had five at once, but two are like outside, but catered to, like they had a house.
Oh, yeah. People will have a ton of cats because cats, their size, them being so much smaller, it's kind of a thing of, well, since they're so much smaller, they won't take up as much room. But it's almost like how people, when they have more money, they spend more money. Well, when you have more room because you have a smaller animal, guess what you do? You have more animals to fill more room. So somebody may have one dog, but they'll have four cats.
They are smaller, but I don't think they're less expensive than dogs, especially.
Yeah.
They like to play with each other.
Yeah, and that's part of the funny.
And that's why we always say when you adopt a cat, you should adopt two. Because one cat by itself, you know, if you're at work and not home all the time, the cat gets bored.
Yeah, it'll just sit under the table or something, or under the bed. But when you have two, they run around like crazy fur bunnies. As you say, fur babies, rather. So it's fun to watch, though, because it's like a brother and sister, but brothers and sisters who have the speed of the Flash and Superman. So you're just watching them go crazy, and it's like, wow, amazing animals.
When they get the, especially zoomies.
Oh, the zoomies.
Dogs getting them, cats get them, too. Not mine. Mine are all older and lazy, but most of them. But I'll tell you, anytime I am, when I'm charging my a tablet or phone, all of a sudden, Molly could care less about anything. She's a diva. She sees that cord go in and her ears perk up. She's all excited. She wants to bite it. Why this one cord? I don't know. She goes nuts for this one cord. I don't know. I've heard cats see in black and white, and this one is a lighter colored cord. So I don't know if that has anything to do with it, or she's just, you know, a cat.
Cats get enamored by things that make no sense to humans. We'll look at them and they'll pick up something. Like one thing about cats that people will probably notice who've had cats is, like if a cat is like not having kids, they're spayed or neutered or something, they will pick up different items. Like they'll pick up a sock, pick up a shirt. And in their mind, that's like them carrying their child. And you'll hear them start purring, making a specific sound for them when they're just walking around with this thing in their mouth. Because in their mind, it's almost like they're carrying their baby. But it's a sock. Cats are extraordinarily interesting.
I never had my cats do that, but I don't doubt it.
Yeah.
What do you think makes cats so funny?
Well, I talk about my brother. My brother is hilarious, okay? And everyone knows it. They just, when they get around him, he's just somebody with whom you can just laugh. I am too, but because I'm so serious a person majority of the time, I don't show that to most people. So this actual brand gave me a way to be able to let out my funny by doing the things on these web series videos that cats do in real life. They're like what I call my brother. I call him, and it's not an insult, I call him an individual idiot. Because in some cultures, when you say, oh man, you're an idiot, you're actually saying that they're funny. You just, it's an actual compliment in the context. So I call them like individual idiots. Like they can be by themselves and have fun with themselves. And you're just sitting there looking at them like, what's going on in this cat's mind? I've seen a cat kick themselves in the face multiple times. And I'm sitting here like, are you having an internal battle with yourself, sir? I don't know what's happening.
You think they were trying to groom or something and they just whacked themselves?
But yes, they were. Because they were like grooming themselves. They're like, paw. And then they just kicked themselves in the face four times. It just was like, pat, 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 pat. I said, what is... I don't know. Maybe they got upset with themselves because they didn't clean their paw correctly. This is just the types of silly things that they do. It's just hilarious to watch.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back to talk more about your comedy and maybe learn something about some of the stars of your series. So we'll be right back.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking to Tim Carthon, and we are talking about his comedy series that he has resurrected. It's hashtag 9 Cats, 2 Lives. So, Tim, what are some of the topics we will see in your cat comedy?
Well, here's the thing, and it's funny that you ask that because most of the series that you see of people online or on television, wherever, they usually have a sequence. So if you watch one episode, then you can watch the next episode and it'll be like in a sequence. Well, with me, I just make different subject matter videos that might not necessarily tie to the one before. So I can make a video about the cats finding out what a phone is. I'll make a video about one cat getting scared because they heard a fan and they never heard a fan before. Just it could be any little thing because I know how to make the most benign thing funny, especially when you have the different characters that I created.
Okay, can you share a little bit about your characters?
Okay, so this is one of the best things that I think about this series because the series is called 9 Cats, 2 Lives. Now, normally when people hear 9 when it comes to a cat, what do they think first? They don't think 9 cats. They think what? Nine lives. Exactly. So it's called 9 Cats, 2 Lives because it's a play on the words. And the two lives are the life that they had before they came into this particular home And then this particular home life that they have is the second life. That's why it's called Two Lives. But the nine cats are because there are nine cats that I'm bringing in. And it's funny because the cats were named differently before, but I ended up changing it to where every single cat, I'll give this little tidbit so you get a little bit of an exclusive.
Okay.
All of the cats' names, all nine of them, begin with an S, all of them. Yet, only four cats have been introduced. Why?
Why do they all start with an S?
Because I thought it would be clever for all nine siblings to have a name where it starts with the same letter, same sound. So it started off with three cats. And the first cat is kind of a reflection of me. My friends say that. They're called Sirius Cat. Now, here's the thing about Sirius Cat. He's like the default leader of the siblings, but he doesn't really know it. And that's because he's kind of a loner. He's always serious and logical, even to a fault sometimes. But one of the cats that'll be named in the future is his best counsel. He keeps the other cats in check when things start to unravel in the home, but only when he chooses to be the enforcer. So he's very protective of his siblings. That's one of the four cats that have been introduced.
What's his name?
Sirius Cat.
Sirius?
Cat.
Cat. And then the second cat?
The second of the four, he's Silly Cat. Now, you can just imagine Silly Cat. He's the, you know, easygoing one, always trying to tell jokes or make the others laugh. And he always knows what's going on in the house before everyone else. So you'll notice the pattern of these cats. They have a dichotomy with them. So although Silly Cat is silly, his second piece of him is that he's the one who knows everything that's going on. You see, so each cat has two parts to him. So the third cat, and this is a lot of people's favorite cat, okay? It's called Special Cat. Now, Special Cat, he's a really strong, physically strong cat, maybe in the top three strongest of the bunch, but is almost always saying seemingly something that's kind of, you know, missing the point, kind of, a little bit aloof. They don't know it, but this is because he came from like a Clueless style family with a sister who was like, if you've ever seen this show, Married with Children, his sister was kind of like Kelly Bundy, kind of dating myself. But however, remember, each of them have two things about them. However, every blue moon, Special Cat will say something that seems completely backwards, but actually makes the others go, like another old school show, Arsenio Hall. You see, like, yes, Special Cat may say some things, but what he just said made sense. So that's his dichotomy. So those were the first three cats I introduced. The other cats only get introduced once every 1 to 2 years. Literally, you won't see a new cat for every 1 to 2 years. So a fourth cat came out, I think, 1.5 to 2 years ago. And that fourth cat, which is these are on the only four that are actually public, is called Somber Cat. And if you know what the word somber means, you can imagine. Every answer from him reeks of existential dread. Have you ever seen another old school show called The Smurfs? And you know the Grumpy Smurf? That's kind of how Somber Cat is. When I thought about it, I said, he kind of seems like Grumpy Smurf. Everything like reeks of existential dread, but here's his dichotomy. What he's saying is actual facts. So he's not just being a pessimist. He's saying something that if you actually looked at it, you'd say, well, what he's saying is true. So just imagine those four cats, Sirius Cat, Silly Cat, Special Cat, and Somber Cat, having different conversations and different things happening inside the house. The series is fantastic. I mean, it's funny because all of them together, and these being cats and how silly they are just in general, and me being able to let my silly side out, oh, it's fantastic.
Thank you for sharing that with us. Which was of the four cats, and I know there's more to come, were closest to the personality of your cat, Jasmine?
You know, that's funny. I never thought about that. I've never thought about that. Which one? Let me see. I would say that it was more between maybe Silly Cat and Serious Cat, because I don't think Jasmine wasn't somber. So I would think it would be more between, she was kind of a hybrid between Serious Cat and Silly Cat. So I would say that. That was a great question. I never thought about that.
Well, I pick them out of the air. So my listeners know they'll sometimes something comes out of left field and it's just like after doing so many shows, I kind of can kind of imagine what my audience would like to know.
Awesome.
So, all right. So now to change a little bit up to, but let's talk about sense of humor. Why is it more important than ever for us to keep a sense of humor, especially for pet parents? And I know that these are challenging times, and I could get into politics, but our show is about cats.
Right.
So I'll get too political, although we do all, anybody listening, since we're recording in August 2025, knows that there's a lot going on in the world. Whole lot of crazy. No matter what you believe, it's just a whole lot of crazy.
Right.
So I said that to just set it up. I don't think anybody, no matter where, can say, oh, yeah, everything's perfect. And we're recording, you know, we're North America, U.S., but there's a lot of crazy everywhere, too. But so keeping that in mind without going into politics, why is a sense of humor so important, especially for pet parents?
Well, one thing about just existence itself can be something that's positive. If you look at life a certain way, you try to be optimistic, you try to move forward, keep yourself around people who are kind, thoughtful, and the whole nine. But one thing about life is it'll do some baseball on you. It'll throw you some curves. And when it throws you those curves, depending on how much you built up positivity of your life, can be a determining factor of how well you're able to knock those curves out of the park. If you had a life to where it's been consistently something negative, then what happens is makes it more difficult for you to be able to muster up things inside yourself to be able to just push through it and smile through all of the pain. This is why having external things like this web series or having external things like television shows, old school Friends or old school Martin, things like that help so well, because there are a lot of things in this world that can really bring down a person's attitude and mindset when it comes to just existing. Because you end up finding so many people after certain ages, they start looking at life as though they don't even want to be here anymore because of so many things that happen. But then you find these animals that become, in essence, carers of the people who are caring for them. You know, dogs, cats, fish, you know, parakeets, things like that. So having these positive mindset and having these things where you can look at and make you laugh, these little clips, they work. That's part of the reason why I built my books that I wrote. And they're called Motivational Quotes and Jokes. Think about it. You have motivational quotes in there, but then you have the actual cats from this series telling jokes inside of the books. So I've created all these different things to where people can grab them and laugh with them, smile, color, laugh at the jokes, tell their friends the jokes, show their friends the videos. Because I think you said that you watched the first video I ever did from the Nine Cats, Two Lives series, and it's about bringing joy. So I hope it brought you joy.
Of course. Well, you know what? I think what you're saying is right on. And also, you know, I know Habri, which is like, I think that is the, hopefully I'm quoting this correct because I don't have it in my notes, but Habri and Appa, Habri is the human-animal bond, and they've even talked about, and there's been discussion on, instead of prescriptions for different medications, prescribing pets.
Right.
Oh, you're down? Get yourself a cat. Get yourself, well, here we just talk about cats, or get a dog and a cat, but have a cat. So there's something about cats that I think automatically it brings down blood pressure. It makes you feel better. I think I've read someplace, and I don't know how true this stat is, that cat parents are generally happier than non, I said cat pet parents. I meant pet parents in general, mostly dog and cat, but they're happier in general than households without pets.
And you know what? I think the reason for that is because humans like not just positive interaction, but they like the feeling of cuddling with someone, because they talked about hugs, things like that, releasing certain endorphins and making people feel a certain way. Well, what these animals do is they give humans those types of feelings every single time a human interacts with them. So imagine that. Imagine any time that you need a dopamine hit, as they call it, from the hormone that, you know, comes up in your body that makes you feel really good. Anytime you need one of those hits, You literally just go look at your cat and then pick the cat up and put the cat on your shoulder. Or you call your dog and the dog comes in wagging their tail and, you know, jumping up on you in the whole nine and sometimes licking your face. And, you know, those things really give people this influx of just awesomeness and positivity. So if you can put that into some type of package, if you can put that into to something where a person can have it whenever they reach their hand out to grab it, oh, man. Then, of course, you're going to have it to where a person will be much happier than someone who doesn't have access to something like that.
Right. But I have a comment. So you said something cuddly. Okay, only one of my cats is cuddly. He's old. Happy Dennis is doing good. He's like 16 or 17. Charlotte doesn't like me, so then it's Molly. And she doesn't like to be picked up or cuddled. None of that. But I have to say, though, I was thinking about this and I thought, well, my cats aren't really especially cuddly ones. And Dennis used to be. And then I thought, well, I get happiness and joy when Molly allows me to pat her head. It's kind of ridiculous. But, you know, she's looking at me and then I have to, you know, touch her head a certain way. Can't be too hard, but, you know, or rough, a certain way. And then she'll bow her head down. Let me continue to pat her. So I feel like she's your highness or something. And so thank you. I get to pat your head and you're happy. So it's an issue, you know, better. Isn't that nuts?
Is it? Well, no, because it's a human thing. Ironically, because humans like to accomplish things. So if there's a cat who doesn't want to spend any time with you, if it's a cat that runs every time you come in the room, you just by human nature want to overcome that. So you may start changing the way you walk in the room instead of walking really fast because cats perceive that as a potential threat. So if you walk slower in the room, the cat won't necessarily run maybe. You start making little changes like that. And then next thing you know, the cat's like, oh, okay, I don't think this person is a threat. So kind of I'm going to walk in a little bit and then you'll start hearing them make those sounds. You're like, I think I got him. I think it'll help you out.
Kim, I have to tell you, I tried that with Charlotte and she'll let me get close, maybe bring a treat out, look at her, and then she darts away. And she darts pretty fast considering she looks like an armadillo.
Wow. She must be. She's serious cat then. In this scenario, she's serious cat.
She's a robotic chain cat. That's what she is.
Oh, she's a mix of the two. Okay, gotcha.
We call her Misunderstood because they're all cats that found me. And even the other two that are no longer with us. So Charlotte was sitting in front of my front door for 4 months. And my partner said, oh, look, she wants to come in. Let's take her in. Well, she's Misunderstood because she, no matter what I do with the litter box, she still occasionally has issues. We'll leave it like that.
Okay, gotcha.
She's also a sneaky cat. So there's a lot for her. Anyways, we're just about wrapping up. Where can all of our listeners find out more about you and also about #9cats2lives?
Well, they can find out about me. They can just Google me, Tim Carthon, T-I-M-C as in cat, ironically, A-R-T-H-O-N. And 9cats2lives, I made it really easy to find me. You can just go to 9cats2lives.com and they can find out everything that they need to know. Also, our website is ACC Cat World because the name of the brand is Acute and Crazy Cat World. That's the main brand. So it's acccatworld.com. But they can find out 9cats2lives by just going to the 9cats2lives.com domain.
Thank you so much, Tim, for coming on Catitude.
Well, you're more than welcome. Anytime.
I want to thank my guest, Tim Carthon, for coming on Catitude and sharing all about his new cat series and how a sense of humor with your cats is so important. Thanks to my cat crew, Dennis, Charlotte, and Molly, that keep me amused all the time. Thanks to my loyal listeners of Catitude. Thank you so much. I appreciate your listenership very much. And of course, thank you to my producer, Mark Winter, for working his magic and making every show sound amazing. And remember, lose the attitude, have catitude.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.